Dina de Gemara, Paskin Aloha. Adam is mechuyev to make Meir Brachas b'chol yom. Meir Brachas b'chol yom. Tzimah Menachas. Mem Gemal HaBeis. The Maisa steht in them that whenever there's a minion, whenever there's a mispar, klali, the Vaistos is a certain nekuda in the Avodah Brachas, in the Sugya from Brachas. Besides, in the Pratis take a bracha, in each Pratis take a bracha, there's a ganza, Avodah Shalom, discussed a little bit of that in the past few weeks. The Vaistos is a klali stick, a cumulative chelik of the Avodah Brachas. That's because I want it. The Mekayim Meir Brachas, the Mesakin, they should make Meir Brachas. So that's what we want to try to mavara tonight a little bit. Mavara this nekuda. It's not a knetch in the Sugya from Brachas. Let's talk, we'll start by being mavara a little bit together of the kind of Meir Brachas. The Torah, Siv Gimel. So he brings the Gemara in Brachas, in Gemara Menachas. The Meir Yoimer. Chayv, Meir Brachas Chayv Adam Devarach B'chol Yom. And he adds in Makar HaDvar. It's based on a Medrash. He adds in from Rav Heishav Rav Natrunoi Reish Mesifte Demasim B'chasya. The source is from David HaMelech. The original Mesakin of the Takana was David HaMelech. David HaMelech Al HaSholem Tikein Meir Brachas Tichsiv Pasuk in Shmuel Hu HaGever Hukam Oil. Oil is Gematria. Ayin Lamed is Gematria Meir. Every day there was dying, there was a magefa kinira, and there were 100 nefashos would die every day. Ad shechiker vehaven beruach hakodesh v'tikin lehem liyisrael meir brachas. Till David HaMelech was haven beruach kodeshai that the siba was because there's a chesaron in the sugya from brachas and avodah from brachas, and it was mesaken meir brachas. And that stopped the magefa. So I heard once from Reb Shimshon Pinkus, he said that if David HaMelech was Mesaken Meir Brachas, so obviously that tells us a little bit about the idea of Brachas B'Cholius, Meir Brachas B'Frat. David HaMelech is Miyatzeg, he represents the Midas HaMalchus in Klai, so he's the Mekov of Midas HaMalchus. Just like the Ovis, each one has a Midah. Mamish like Aderech the Ovis Omer, Kamat, David HaMelech is the Mekava Midas HaMalchus. Vayis ois that Brachas have a Shaychus to Malchus. Brachas have a Shaychus to Malchus. We find this in other places. We want Brachas, also Halacha L'maisa. We want Mem Mabez. It says there are certain things, besides the many things he's supposed to say in a Bracha, there are certain things that is felt in the Bracha. If you're missing certain Dikduke Milim in a Bracha, it's not Ma'akiv necessarily. You're missing certain parts of bracha. That's the heart of the bracha. It's in the shama of the bracha. It's felt in the bracha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. The first thing is Amar Rav called bracha shein ba'askaras Hashem. If you don't see Alikenu, you don't see Hashem Alikenu. Rabbi Yochanan answered, called bracha shein ba'malchus eina bracha. He says it in a shafel. He doesn't say it's ma'ake. Called bracha shein ba'malchus eina bracha. Doesn't shkim bracha. You say a bracha. You say baruch ata Hashem Alikenu shakol niat bevaray. Nishkim bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, like in the Shagal Baruch, sounds gavalik. Nishkin Baruch felt in the Etzem Malchus of the Baruch, if you don't say, Melech Oyo. We see here once again that Malchus is a chilik of the essence of what a Baruch is about. It's a Lashon, also a Lashon. And the Ritva at the end of Baruch is Hilchus Baruch, in the Gates of Baruch. It says Akdama, nice Shein Akdama, Barichus. Toich Dvarav, he talks about some of the things we discussed last week, but he talks about a person who doesn't, he eats without a bracha, and his lashon is sharf lashon. He's, besides what the Gemara says, that he's goyzel and he's mashchis, he's poirik all of all malchus shemayim. Person doesn't eat, he's poirik all malchus shemayim. It's felt, he's mavatel, the kud of malchus, shteita, in all these places that brachas has to do with malchus. So what is in the kud? So we're going to bring a Gemara that I mentioned in the sugi of Kriyashma. This is the Nekudas Achibur between the sugi we did in the beginning of the Zman of Kriya Shema, last sugi and the sugi Brachas, we see it has a Hemshech. And we mention the Gemara then, I want to go over it to Litzarech Indian. There are some people who weren't there then. Mention it, not go over Nachamal. The Gemara says, the Gemara Megillah says, in the few doubt, and Aleph, top of my base, the Gemara tells a Masaman between Abigail and David HaMelech. David HaMelech wanted to kill Novel, it was a murder by Malchus. And Abigail was trying to push him off. He told him, don't tell him Belaila. He said, it's not a problem with Dan Belaila, but Malchus get down even Belaila. Then she came with the Taina that Bechlal is not a murder by Malchus. Why? Because David HaMelech is not yet a Melech. Not even a Melech, it doesn't have a din of a Melech that will be murdered by Malchus. Why? One of the times was because a Dain, lo yotzo tiva chaboyla. Because your matbeya, the matbeya of David HaMelech didn't enter into circulation. Can you hear it? That was the minig. The minig was that every time they inducted a king, they were machtir a king, they used to put out a coin, l'chvayda, that would circulate. So because that pitchifka, because that coin was not yet circulated, David Melech's coin wasn't circulated, so it's felt in his malchus linyan, or by malchus. Yeah. Here is munach. Shem Pinkus says that here is munach, the yisoid of what a melech is. We spoke about this then. Pelad gezach, it's ksas mafli, to remind it. David Melech had everything. He had the power. He was a melech. He had everything. No, he didn't have his coin. Like, come on. What's his felt? Haman said, a kolzen in a shoveli. He didn't have to the last drop. But the melech is a felt in nisht. Even if it was a chashvazach and every king had it, it's a felt in nisht. What was felt in his malchus? If he didn't have his coin running around the kingdom. So the answer is, this is the ganze word of malchus. Maybe if we hear it enough times again and again, we'll make an imprint on our life. Maybe we could have a shaltzu to this. It's a musig that so many Yidin are rachak from. The idea that HaKadosh Baruch was a melech, and we're supposed to have an akud of malchus. So we spoke about then. What's shteito? Shteito, gemalta gazach. That a melech could be gross, and a melech could have a malucha, and he could have power, and he could have unending power, unending people who... Officers who want to do, officers and sarim who want to do his what? Oh, but the litmus test, the nekuda of a melech is not that. The nekuda of a melech is, if his impact is felt, in every in the chayrim and stokim of the medina, in every last vinkel of the medina, that is the nekuda of malchus. Malchus is his arvus, the involvement, the interaction of the melech with. The Bnei Melucha. That is represented by a matbeya. What is a matbeya? Matbeya, right? Everything runs, we buy money. Money talks, money walks. Else is money. Else geht darum Geld. Kesef yana es hakol. Kesef yana es hakol, else geht darum Geld. When we put the idea lying behind the fact that the chesem of the king was on the coin was that the king is supposed to leave his fingerprint on every last chalik of the goings on in the Medina. That's what's licking them. That's the idea of what's licking them. That's the teichen of what the matbeil. Zokt Avigail to David. If you don't have that nekuda, you're gross. Aber you weren't yet misarev in the Medina. And the Pruteam, everyone did it. They don't have any connection to you. That's felt. In the Malchus. That is the word of Malchus. Memelu, you're not a murid by Malchus yet. You're not a murid. Memelu, the novel wasn't yet a murid by Malchus. So he's not chayv. So, it's a little bit more. I mean, Mikuras is, this is an akuda of Malchus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dafka, the Ramchal reads his duch, that besides being Hashem and an Elikenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be a melech, he wants to have a connection and an involvement we spoke about then. The Iker Nekud of Malchus, that is Dafka, the Iker interaction and involvement is not a one-sided thing, it's a two-sided thing. When the B'nai Melucha bring and they feel the Melech has an impact on their life, when he feels and they want that impact in their life, and they invite the Melech to come into every corner and to be a part of every decision of their life, that is the Ikavar Malchus. That is the Ikavar Malchus. They invite him. They bring the king. And again, when you bring in the king, it comes a Malchus, it comes a Galus. It's Meroimim, the Bnei Melucha. The king, wherever, Avu Agate, there's a Melch. It's a Melch. Adras Kodshai. A Malchus, a Rekud of Malchus. His godless, his Mishpat, his Avas Mishpat, his Avas Tzedek, his Toiv Lev, his godless and Musogim. Wherever it's going to come, if you're going to bring it in, it's going to bring godless into that place, it's going to bring it. But the idea is that the king comes, he has to come there. You have to, the king has to be felt in every single chiluk of the Medina. That is the Nakuda of Mabea. Mabea of the Melech. Kinnira, and this is the Nakuda. Then the Kinnira, then in Brochus, part of the idea of Brochus, besides the avoid the protest there is in each Brocha, which is very important. But there's an akuda kolol, there's an accumulative idea of brachas, and this was the idea of Meir Brachas B'chol Yoyim. The idea is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our life. The idea lying behind that we make a bracha on every last thing, and ends up being Meir, we're constantly making brachas. The idea is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every part of our life. You sit there and you bring him into the kitchen, you bring him into the dining room. Brachas, we make brachas also when we come out of the bathroom. We bring him into every single chiluk of life. You make a bracha when we go to sleep, HaMapil. Make brachas in the morning. Every chilek of your life, you bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you start, you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you recognize that there's a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the idea, this is why the shaykhis of bracha to malchus, called bracha she'in b'malchus. Malchus is a central part of brachas. Malchus is a central part of brachas. This ki'ilu de matbeya, this is our matbeya, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's a coin. Yeah? In American dollar, they write, "In God we trust." Yeah, but no one, I don't think anybody is ever thinking about that when they're playing with American money. Yeah, but this is, in brachas, this is what we're doing. Brachas is to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu and make him a part of life. And it's seer, maybe, give it a little bit of a seer. You know, king, when he goes and conquers a new land, a new land, discovers a new land. So he sends out officials and officers, and they officially conquer, and the official announce that it's part of the Melucha. They put out in every single fresh dalamas in every single island, they put out a degel. This is the melech. This is where the melech shlita, the melech's toiv, the melech, all the koichas of the melech, this is where it reaches. This is what we're doing when we make brachas. With every bracha, we're taking another piece of our life, and we're making a melech, a kadosh bracha, a melech. That's what we're doing. With every bracha, we're taking another life experience, asher yotzar. We take a steak, every other chilek, every lashon that we take, and we stick a degel on Kadosh Baruch. Kadosh Baruch, we want to bring you. We see a connection from you. We appreciate Baruch. It's from you. I'm a car. Baruch. It's from you. Ato. We turn to Hashem. Hashem, this is you. We bring a Kadosh Baruch in life. Ma'isa, this idea that this is a chilek of brachas, it's from Mefarsh Rambam. I'm beginning of Hilchos Brachos. Brachos Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, Halacha Gimel Vadalet. The Rambam is Marach that he sets up the Klaliyos Brachos in three categories. There's Brachos Hanenim, Brachos HaMitzvos, and Shar Brachos, Derech Shvach, V'Yedoy. Kashem Zav the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Kashem Shavavorcham Anoa, Kach Mavorcham Al Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah, V'Achar Kach Yasa Isa, V'Yvelatsi Yosan. U'Brachos Rabo is Tiknu Chachamim, a third category, Derech Shvach, V'Yedoy. V'derech ba'akosha, k'dei lizgar es ha'beirei tomit. Afal pishe le'inen avlo yasa mitzvah. All kinds of bichas riyah. It's bichas riyah on brokim, on re'imim, and yam, and b'riyas mishunis, and shechiyonus. There's all kinds of brachas. Shvach, ha'shiyotz is also that. The Mepharshim says he's talking about also the brachas in tefillah, derech shvach v'hoyedoya, the brachas in derech ba'akosha. Tomid, the idea is that it should be constantly, it's constantly. Rambam Chazaz Ibrahim, the next halacha also, Dalit, at the end. V'brichas Eidoshin, Derech Shvach, V'idah, B'koshu, Liskas, Bar, Tomid. The Rambam says that there's an idea that the brachas are supposed to be Liskas, Abayre, Tomid. Liskas, Abayre, Tomid. Stay clear that there's an idea of brachas that's supposed to be accumulation of brachas that remind us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tomid. What does the Rambam mean? To remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Brachas are to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not going to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does Rambam mean? Lizkar es HaBayim. This Musag in the Rambam comes, he mentions it a few places in the Halachas, in the Chashayfer, he talks about Chashayfer. His Termand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mezuzah, he talks about Mezuzah's Rambam. What does Rambam mean? Reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Pasha that. Deher. Pasha that idea. bring it out maybe with a maisa, say with a maisa a few times. The protim, the idea, the vort is the. See, a maisa, the Rebbe once was darshaning. He was darshaning about the chashivas and avodas Hashem of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not dafka b'zman tefillah, not dafka b'zman brachas, talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the mamalosh, in the mamashprach, talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in English, Yiddish, whatever he's in there, talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's going on and on. After he finishes, his chassidim come over to him and he says, I have a big problem. He says, let me tell you my seder here. He starts. In the morning, I get up, wake up, the moidani, go to the sedaim next to my bed. Then I go, tak, I have coffee before davening, but I make sure not to have sugar and milk. Be alocha. Else, then I daven. I'll get davening. After davening, this evening, there's a mishabur shir. I stay for mishabur shir before I go to work in the office. And then I go work. I make sure across the street there's a minyan, in the office across the street there's a minyan for mincha. I go, and there's even a shir there. And I go back the second half of the day of work, and I come back. Kitzur, he's adding in each time everything that he does up yalacha, v'chule. He comes back at night. I come home. I with my wife a little bit. I even know with my kid. And then I have also an hour seder with someone. I said, and I'm so tired. You know, I go to sleep. Nothing. He says, Rebbe, ven abich seiter en medevishte. Ven abich seiter en medevishte. So what's the vart? What's like that? What's he saying? He's saying it's funny, but it's sad. It's so sad. It's a sad thing. The emes is many yidden. And he b'seichem. First of all, we live a life without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? The more, it's a fascinating thing. The koyach has an efesh of a person can live a life where something is so central. It's such a centerpiece of his life. It's such a centerpiece. Everything segeita room them, sedreita room them. Abul Maisi has no connection to it. Abul Maisi has zero connection to it. Everything dreita room them. But he has no connection. What does it mean, connection? Of course, it's everything. But is there any interaction? Is there any involvement? Is there any high relationship? Maybe that's seer, a little bit of seer. So I'm not a seer. Today maybe it would be in a base melech. Today it would be in the White House. Mustami could have it. In the White House. So what's the Iker in the White House? The President and the Rebbetzin, the First Lady. That's everything. I don't know how many employers they have. Some of the hundreds and hundreds, could be up to 1,000 employers. They're all sviv the rotzen of the President in the White House. The cook in the kitchen, the cleaner, from the time he gets up until whenever he's there, else is totally on what the schedule of the President is today, what his needs are, what his returns are. So do you say, is he involved? Could he forget about the President? What do you mean? Every single move he makes is sviv, it's straight stuck around the President. But is there any involvement with the President? Does he have any involvement? Does he have any interaction? So over there, it's not a problem. It's not taina. He doesn't have to have involvement with the President. I'm trying to bring in a mushal. Musik. Can I have a person without stresich, out stresich. It's so posh. It's the centerpiece. It's everything. Every shnit, every trit, every chelik of his life is carved around that. But there's no relationship, there's no man. That's many times a yid. So could be really malosoy. But the more and more, and this is scary zach, the more and more becomes a centerpiece, the more and more becomes so pashit, that everything in life is so with the frum, with the hechsher, with every move is al pi shulchan aruch. But if it's without thinking, so the person is, his whole life could be sviv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he never, that's a relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was a story. This rabbi, he didn't even realize and chapped it was something, you know. He was so pushed him that everything's a Kaddish Baruch Hu. There's a musig like that. You could live a life and it can be in a relationship. This is my musga, talking to the light. It can happen in a relationship of husband and wife also. Very common. It can happen in a relationship of husband and wife. In the beginning of the years, it's not so common. But it could go. It can happen in a relationship of husband and wife. They can have relationships together. And it could be everything. Avali else is everything. The whole, everything is. You're doing with each other, you're doing things together, but there's no... The relationship is periach v'hoyuch. Partially, the relationship could totally... You get to a matzah where you don't have it, there's no relationship. So, yeah, well, I'm doing everything for you, and you're doing everything for me, and yeah, but where's the relationship? That's a ma'am muskut, not our... You know, back to us. This is something that's very easy to happen, this is very common to happen. But there's no interaction, there's no relationship chai, there's no yachas chai. Dosok to Rambam.
Brachos rabbis tiknu lehem liskar es abayri tomit.
What are we trying to remember? That's what we're trying to remember. We're not trying to remember. You tap a person on the head, and he says, yeah, he can answer you. The Gemara says, misnamnim also. Misnamnim, a person is not in deep sleep. Misnamnim, you ask him something, and he wakes up. Yeah, he can remember. Yeah, misnamnim also. Yeah. So he asks you, did you do that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu after he knocks his head? Did you do that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What are you learning for? You're learning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and taps him on the first day. Avada, I'm learning for Hashem. That doesn't mean you remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Kesabari is that you feel some sort of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's some live connection to you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's some interaction with you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is where brachas could come in. This is where brachas could be a mali, a huge gap. This is the wonderful tool, the equal tools we have is brachas. A person, if we concentrate on this element of brachas, we could develop. It's not developing in life. You turn, go breakfast tonight, whatever supper, whatever you have, you take a piece of bread and you realize it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave it to me. He's giving it to me HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You open up, you bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your life. And if you don't do that Zokta Ritva, a person who doesn't do that Zokta Ritva, he could do Als Fruma, Als Ding. Aber his perik o malchus shemayim. What does it mean, malchus? Because that's the kud of malchus. That's the whole kud of malchus. And here there's the hair. In the sugya kriyishma we spoke about, kabbalah shel malchus shemayim. That's where it starts. Each and every yid's connection to Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'toras hamelach starts from kabbalah shel malchus shemayim. There he crowns Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and he brings Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He says, "I want you to be a melech over my life." But at the end of the day, kriyishma, you're in shul. And you're closing your eyes, betzim yinish visendik from Al Suskate, that's what's going on. You're not living life at that point. We spoke about that. You have to have the tzir, and you have to have the Kabbalah. Brachas is not enough. Let's start with the Kabbalah. Or really Kabbalah. But Lamaisa, that's not the field. You're not out in the field. You're not out in the Lamaisa in your life. Brachas is, you bring a Kodesh Bohu. Bechaye yoim yoim. That was the motion we started. It's like the Matbeah. It's part of the business deals. It's part of everything. Brachas, everywhere you turn, there's a bracha. Everywhere you turn, there's a bracha if you misbein. It's a bracha. So bracha is nekud of malchus b'shas ma'isa, b'shas the leben alein, b'shas when I'm living. I go to sleep. In the times of Chazal, they used to make the brachas, the brachas ha-shachar, they used to make while they were getting dressed. B'shas, 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 do it afterwards, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in your life. Everything, there's a connection. There's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a connection. Somebody does it, that's perik o malchus shamayim. And I take this a step further. It could be that it's not only the actions, the tevis that constant Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing, the constant actions that we're doing in life, but also the mitzvahs that we do. Gemara in a few places, I'm talking Tzoka, that the kolam mevarach, it has to be mevarach even asiyasa. It's a din that you have to make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. The Ritva, Sochem, Tav Zayin HaMeveiz, says, what's the pshat? What's the reason? What's the tamadah? The Ritva says two reasons. So we're going to start the first reason. Kotzav HaRit, the tam zeh sh'amru chazal, the vorach ala mitzvah s'oivir la'as yosam. First reason is of the Ritva, kadesh yiskadesh t'chila b'brocha, you should first be mekadesh yourself, designate yourself, make yourself ready, V'igale v'yodiya shu oysa yisa mifnei mitzvah Hashem Yisbarach. Gevaldik azach. You're doing a mitzvah. But why are you doing a mitzvah? With the brocha, your machriz, you're doing it for Hashem Yisbarach. You're staying with it. Chassam Sofer, Chedush Chassam Sofer, Pesachim, Dav Zayin HaMeveiz. He brings, he stels a kuzri, very similar to this ritva. The kuzri is shade that a brocha is the lashon, the get of birchas and mitzvahs is that it's a hachon, and that's why it has to be every last yotzen. It's because it's a chana to give a kabel kedusha from the mitzvah. And Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer Shushal, Kval Gesushal, Chassam Sofer says that it's a zoivi that we say before we do mitzvah, sinni muchana mezum. A zoivi mezak before mitzvah, sinni muchana mezum. Shem Yichud is a shayla mezak, Shem Yichud, ish Shem Yichud. Aber hinni muchana mezum, and zich kem zagen. Aber hinni muchana mezum, and zog to Chassam Sofer, Chazal also made hinni muchana mezum. Every bracha before you do a mitzvah, you stop for a second and realize you're about to do a mitzvah. And you're doing Hashem's mitzvah. And you're doing a mitzvah to connect to Hashem. What's licked here? And avoid the kinesthetic. And feed our cane what we're trying to point tonight. The answer is when you do a mitzvah, you have the same problem. This idea that we don't bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a life. Yeah? We don't bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a life. Is that a mitzvah also? We do mitzvahs, do the same exact thing. Yeah? You spend arba minim, who knows how much time you spend picking those arba minim. And also for the Eibishter, also dikdik halacha hider mitzvah. When it comes time to the lulav, are you thinking of are you connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is there a live connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The mitzvah, we spoke about this a little bit earlier in this month. The mitzvah is a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah is a connection. We mentioned them from the Shlah. I think we mentioned this here. We mentioned from the Shlah. That the Lashon Mitzvah, the Lashon Mitzvah is like a halva. Just like a halva is a transaction. The Lashon, in Diktuk, mitzvah is a very, it's sort of beer. What is the tense of the word, mitzvah. So he says it's like, there's like a halva. Halva is a transaction between a malva and a loiva. A mitzvah is a transaction between a mitzvah and an itzavah. It's an asiyah. It's a transaction between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm serving in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, he felt he was serving in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every mitzvah that he had to serve in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lashon HaRamba, in Hilchas Lulav, HaSimcha SheYismach BaAdam, BeAvoides HaShem, BeAva Sakel SheTziva Oisai. We totally forget about a mitzvah. We're so into the mitzvah. We forget there's a mitzvah there. There's a mitzvah there that we're connecting to. This is the idea of Berachas HaMitzvah. Stop for a second. Think about it beforehand. Make the bracha. Realize Baruch is a makar. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this mitzvah. He gave this mitzvah to connect to Him. Think about it. Before the lulav, before Chanukah, before you put on your tefillin in the morning. The bracha has to do this. This is the same idea that we're talking about. The same bechina of malchus. Same idea to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the Lamai Siddiqa, wait, let's just start off in the Lamai Siddiqa Nekuda. Lamai Siddiqa, this is another connection to Sugya Brachas again. This comes a little bit afterwards. We're painting the sugi a little bit on paper again on the chalkboard, but there's a sugi. There's a vada. There's a, you have to start the sugi with being oile in each bracha pratius, realizing bchalal is a teiva hoida. There's a nekuda of shira, but definitely there's this nekuda klalis. It's a cumulative thing that we make a bracha on kol shal v'tzad. Every step of the way, we're constantly making brachas. And someone who opens this up, he could touch this nekuda and bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into his life. He could bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into his life. So we bring him into our life. And before even prati, maybe at the start a little bit, nekuda, we start with take the idea, the dimension of hedonah in the bracha. Come, make whatever you're going to eat, chicken for supper, whatever you're going to eat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you tam uluki toiv Hashem. Gemara says, ha'noisin matona toiv l'chaveru tzorach l'idea. On Shabbos, you know, in days. Why? The answer is very simple. Then a matana is, there's two things in every matana. There's the physical, what he gave you. You needed something. He gave you matana, whatever you needed. Say that, that's a small thing. There's a much bigger thing going on in every matana. There's a kesher between the noisin and the makaba. There's a kesher that's happening because, and I give you something, you want to realize that I want to give you something because I want to be good to you. And I want to have a kesher with you. I want to be good to you. I like you. And I want to be good to you. There's a kesher. Someone who gives a matana without being moedia, he gave the matana without giving the kesher. He missed the whole musik of kesher. It wasn't a kesher between the noisin and the makab. He gave a matana without the kesher. When we work on Haidah, you think about the chicken HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. Don't only thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chicken. The chicken you need to eat. They kept you. Well, you wouldn't be mechal kol chayim b'chesed. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also giving you, he wants the kesher. Time wiki tev Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. He's there. He's giving you the chicken. That's upper. He's giving it to you. Think about that. It's a kesher. Bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your life and so forth. Everything. Shayotza is like that. Every toivah HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, there's a kesher. And if we think about this with brachas, we could maybe connect this whole nekuda, nekuda of malchus, mekayim, what the Rambam says, the brachas rabbis, tiknu lana chachamim, liskar esabayri tamet. Thank you.